Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary. For the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Chris Moscovides, one of the top cybersecurity experts on the planet, the only surpassed by his beautiful wife, Anna. Cybersecurity Program Development for Business is his book. Chris, thanks again for being here. How is the digital age going to wind up saving us or taking us down going forward, Chris? What do you think?
I think that it has the potential of saving us, and it has the potential of taking us down. Look like the Industrial Age, right? The Industrial Age, when it was launched, it had the potential of saving us, and it did. And it also had the potential of destroying us, which, in during the wars, it also did. So it's truly up to us. Like, the Constitution has a great line, right, in the pursuit of happiness. So what are the ingredients for the pursuit of happiness? What are the key ingredients? There are many, but what are the key ingredients? Key ingredients is education, key ingredients is health, and key ingredients is opportunity. Now, technology allows to certainly propagate education and propagate opportunity, but only if it is available for everybody. If we have a technological divide, then you have haves and have-nots. You're going to have the technological elites and then everybody else in the background trying to catch up. We can't allow that to happen. It is absolutely essential that we have education, and especially high-tech education, available to all of our people. This is critical.
Yeah.
Absolutely
America,
critical.
That's one thing that the leadership in America has done a poor job of, is getting the American youth prepared for the digital age. Are you worried about the power and the financial strength of the big tech sector? Are you worried about
that? Yes, I am.
It's a dangerous bunch, isn't it? They threaten America.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's not too much to say that they threaten America, is it?
Well, I believe that they're threatening the world. Yeah. You know, not only just America, because you have one company that's answering all of your questions. You have one company that knows exactly how you feel, where you're going, what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you have another company that's selling you all the products. Yeah. You have three companies. I mean, think about it. If I'm asking a question, I go to Google. If I'm telling people how I'm feeling and where I am, I'm going to Facebook. And if I want to buy something, I go to Amazon.
Yep.
So these three companies know absolutely everything about me.
It's unprecedented.
They know more about me than I know about myself. This is extraordinarily dangerous.
Yes, and if
because
you think
if
they
I
don't...
ask a question and I don't get the truth from Google and I get what Google wants me to hear, that will influence how I feel, and it will also influence what I buy.
And we have to. One thing we have to realize is, de Tocqueville said, "In a democracy, we get the government we deserve." We should start saying, in a civilization, we get the technology we deserve. And I'm encouraging people to get off of social media, abandon it. I'm begging people to find a way to buy something somewhere besides Amazon. Amazon, I'm not trying to put Amazon out of business. I'm not going to be able to do that. I don't want to do that. But find a way to do business with a small business first. And there are other ways of to get your questions answered besides Google. Find another source to search. I mean, we've got to take a stand against these companies. Are not our friends. They're not even American companies anymore. What do you think?
I think that they are certainly not your friends. As a matter of fact, you are the product. You are not the client.
That's right.
Of these companies. You are the product of these companies. Your behavior, your data, everything that you do is what they are harvesting and they are selling and then they are subsequently manipulating to make their money. So you are the product. Abandoning social media, if you can, it's certainly an answer. But can you? the majority of people abandon social media? It all comes back to where we started the conversation. It all comes back to education. It is absolutely critical that we focus on education, you know, in this country across the board. We enable people to learn, and it's not just about learning about technology. They need to learn about history. They need to learn about ethics. They need to learn about, you know, the tools of the trade. They need, everybody needs education, because with education you can have informed opinion and you can have informed representatives. If you have like morons sitting in government that they don't know what the tech companies do, you have another problem.
Wisdom from the words of Chris Mustavini, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Chris, good job today. Come back soon.
We'll absolutely come back real
soon. Give
me
your website.
You have a good one.
Your website, quickly.
TMGR.com. Tom Mary George Robert.com.
www.tmgr.com. Check it out. I'm Jim Blaxingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blaxingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.